93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona, and the sound you just heard, the Winery Dogs, who are in town tonight. I welcome to the studios here at KDKB, Richie Kotzen, Mike Portnoy, and Billy Sheehan, collectively known as the Winery Dogs. Welcome to the Valley. This is your first time through, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
The band, yeah.
For the Winery Dogs.
Well, yeah, no, you guys have all been here. I'm familiar with that part with your other project, but this is the first time the Winery Dogs have made their way to the Valley, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the Marquee tonight, supporting your one and only record. Although, we were just talking about this off the air, sort of setting everything up. You got another thing that comes out. First and foremost, how did the band get together? We'll get that out of the way, seeing it's at your first visit. We're going to have to give everybody an education on the Winery Dogs.
An education?
Depends on who you ask.
All right, I'll give my story.
Eddie Trunk takes credit, by the way, just for the record.
Eddie came in later.
Okay.
The story that I know is that Billy and Mike were working with another guitar player on a power trio type project, and it never materialized.
Okay.
Is that true?
This is correct, sir.
This is somewhat true, yes.
Okay. And so
I like how you're going to refute his story. The story as Richie knows it.
I want to make sure I get it right. So from my perspective, what happened one day, I got a text message from Eddie, and he said, you have a minute to talk, and I called him. And he told me that they were looking to do a band, a power trio, and my name came up. Would I be interested? And I said, of course. Let us meet and see what happens. And then we got together and started writing new material, nothing to do with what they were doing previously, all new material. And from there, we ended up with enough songs to put on a record. Is that true?
This is correct, sir.
This is correct.
Well, are you checking with your legal department, your historical department?
Next witness.
So now the Winery Dogs get together, and now here's the thing, and I mean no disrespect when I say this.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
No, Portnoy's getting close to a household name, or obviously in the metal community and in the hard rock community, a household name. Billy Sheehan, fairly legendary. Richie,
no one
not
knows who the hell I am.
That's not true, but you certainly, like, nobody knew. You're like the secret weapon. Nobody knew that you were a singer.
Because it's a secret.
Everybody knew that you could play.
Yeah.
You know, you had a brief moment
in
Poison
actually,
and done some solo
that
stuff.
The only people that didn't know I was a singer was the people that never bought any of my records. Because had they bought any of my, one of my 20 solo records, they would know that I
20?
Was a singer. Yeah, I think
How
I'm
many
up
solo
to
records?
20 now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah, more actually, but I'm not counting the instrumental, because I did three instrumental records.
The only thing I knew from you prior to this was the Bill and Ted song.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's the only one that was
I'm completely insignificant.
Was Dream of a New Day,
world,
is that what it was called? No, not at all. I'm a huge fan of your playing. I didn't know you were a singer, though.
I'm in the same boat. It was about, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago that I knew Richie's name, you know, because he was in Poison, he was in Mr. Big, he was the replacement guitar player. You know?
Right.
So I kind of just knew him as that. And it was about 2 or 3 years ago, I was on tour with another band, and one of the guys our manager at the time, was playing videos of Richie, like, live with his solo band. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, hearing him sing, like, I had no idea. He's like this bluesy, soulful, amazing Glenn Hughes, like, Prince meets Chris Cornell kind of crazy thing. I had no idea. So it was only even a couple of years ago that I even became aware of the immense talent coming out of this young man.
It's
next
a secret.
Meanwhile, Billy is always everywhere and does his thing. Actually, I guess you mentioned you were playing with another band. You mentioned Richie's been in another band. Let's just get this out of the way right away. Because you guys spend so much time, Mike is known as a guy who's just band hops and hand. You do so many different projects. Billy is always busy. He's got Niacin. He's got the occasional Taoist reunion. He's out with Vi. He does all his stuff. Richie is Richie.
I just lay by the pool at home and
nothing
wait.
Wrong with that. How tough was it for you guys, for people to believe in the Winery Dogs as a real band as opposed to a quote-unquote side project that never shows up again? That's sort of here disposable.
That was... And still, it remains to be the biggest obstacle for this band. People think that this is just the latest side project or whatever. I mean, for me personally, people now see, you know, what I've done the last 3 years, and they think I'm a band hopper, like you just said. But the reality is, I was very faithfully committed to one band for 25 years, which is a freaking very long time.
Right.
And, you know, I personally have been looking for the next home, and I think here with the Winery Dogs, it's definitely something that I think all three of us see as our new home. And, I, you know, when Led Zeppelin first came around, you know, people were skeptical about that. Like, well, you know, this guy's from the Yardbirds, man. This band, this Led Zeppelin, man, they're not going to stick around.
No, it actually worked in their favor at that point. They were like, hey, this is Jimmy Page from the Yardbirds. Let's see his new band. Let's all be invested in it. Now we've become so jaded that you're like, you know, you got Billy and everybody's got... Because I'm guessing, look, if this band were to stop tomorrow, your phone would still ring.
Well, we've been out. We've been on tour almost a year now, so side projects.
What took you so long to get here?
Good question.
It's a big
Good
world question. Out there.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, side projects don't go on tour for a year. And you know, the three of us really view this. This is a band. I hate the word project when it comes to Winery Dogs. This is a band. This is something I think all three of us in this point in our lives and careers are looking for a new home, you know?
I agree.
Is it tough for a rock band, a new, you know, quote unquote, new rock band to get any traction now with the way the music business has gone? You guys are pretty self-contained at
this
point.
We got lucky because the people really responded to the record positively. We were thankful for that right away. People just loved the record. So that was a great way for us to launch a new band, is to have something that people really love. That made a huge difference, I think, just the impact of the record. We entered Billboard like 27, brand new band. Album charts number 27. I haven't been up that high in the album charts in a long time, so that was great. So I think that had a lot to do with it, just convincing people right away. They hear it, and hearing is believing, and that's what launched it.
All right, before we get into the box set, the other bonus stuff there, can we play another track off the record?
Absolutely.
You certainly can.
What would you like us to play?
How about I'm No Angel?
I'm No Angel. This is the Winery Dogs. They're in town tonight at the Marquee Theater. It's 93.3 KDKB. I'm No Angel. The Winery Dogs in town tonight at the Marquee Theater, welcoming Richie Kotzen, Mike Portnoy, and Billy Sheehan here into the studios here at KDKB. So you got the one album out, and so was that tough now? You wrote enough material for an album, but when you go out on tour, do you have to play some of your other projects' music, or do you pull covers out that you always wanted to jam?
In the beginning, we did a couple things. Like I did, we did a piece of one of my songs, You Can't Save Me. We did Shine, which is a song that Billy and I did in Mr. Big together.
Right.
So there was a couple things. But now we have a new original song that we wrote to answer questions. Is there going to be another record? Yeah, there is, because there's a new song. So we have that that we can rotate in and out of the set. And then we have a couple covers that we can rotate as well, depending on the mood. But, you know, there's 14 songs there. And with the, you know, Billy's bass solo, and I have a moment where I play alone. You know, it's almost a 2-hour show till you're done from beginning to the encore ends. So it all worked out.
Is that tough given your history and even the band members' history, having people, do people go to the show expecting other things?
Or no,
they,
I don't think
they're
so.
Totally cool with the
really
14 songs.
So. No, I really don't think they do.
We've been really good response everywhere, and people are into the record. They sing along. We did played in Brazil. Our record was out for 2 days. And on the YouTube videos of the shows, you can't even hear us. As people are singing so loud. So great.
Well, here's the thing. You mentioned that. You know, it's got to be gratifying when you can go out and play shows and have the audience parrot back the lyrics to your own songs, when, in fact, rock radio as a whole isn't playing a whole lot of music from the Winery Dogs.
In the United States, I'm noticing that more on this tour. Now, this is the second long run we've done in the United States, and I'm seeing people singing the lyrics, and they know the record. It's a great feeling because it kind of validates what we did, you know, in a weird way. But the other thing I want to say about what Billy was saying in Latin America when we went down there the first time and they were singing, they were not only singing lyrics, they were singing the guitar line.
Yes,
to certain
the solos.
So, yeah, it was insane. it was crazy. And the record really wasn't out. It was all because of YouTube and like
yeah,
little
just
viral things
fans.
That went on.
So is that a good thing for you, the YouTube and the internet? Has that been a positive or a negative for the Winery Dogs?
Positive, very positive.
Really?
Yeah, I was an early adopter of all things digital and the internet and all. And now people can find out everything about where we're playing, when we're going on after the show. We always say hi and shake hands and take photos. They post them everywhere. You know, so everybody's in on a big giant gang of people of a couple hundred thousand, you know, that are all know each other and communicate with each other and talk about it and share their stories about the band and the night at the show and what we did for an encore. It's fantastic. It's really great.
See, I'm on the other side of that. I'm one of those guys that thinks that the digital thing has sort of taken a little of the soul away from, like, I'm still old enough to remember going out, buying a record, opening it up, finding out what, you know, what's inside. And that brings me to Dog Treats, which, you know, you guys have, I've always been a fan of, if you're going to put something out physical, make it worth it. And you did this with one album. Who puts out an album and then follows it up with a box set with demos and a live CD and dog tags and patches and all the other stuff? What was the idea behind that? Yeah, you guys do it. What was the idea behind it?
Well, personally, I've always been very into the whole, you know, feeding the fan base thing. You know, like I said to you off air with Dream Theater, I started my own official bootleg label
right.
with that band. And I had all those archives for all those years. And I put out like 40 different CDs and DVDs of live stuff, demos, blah, blah, blah. And to me, I value that. I think it's a very, very important thing to have, you know, to feed a fan base. And get, I am the ultimate fan. I know what it's like to be a fan. I mean, if you look at my leg, I have The Who and Led Zeppelin and Frank Zappa and Pink Floyd tattooed onto me. So I know what it's like to be a hardcore fan. And, you know, once I started, you know, getting some power in this business and in my career, I wanted to do whatever I could to feed the fans, you know, what and... This was just the natural next step. I mean, obviously, I would have loved to have done this when the album came out last year, but you can't put out a box set for a debut album. So we had to put out the debut album, test the waters, see if there was an audience. And once we saw that there was an audience for the Winery Dogs and the fans, you know, took to this band, it was a discussion that I had with the label about, you know, let's get something out this year and feed them and, you know, filled that box up with live stuff and demos and videos and DVDs and... You know, so, you know, if the world keeps turning the way it is and everything keeps going with this band the way it does, this is, you know, something that will be commonplace for this band. I'd love to continue that tradition as I have in the past with other bands and just feed the fans. It's about feeding the fans.
Well, it's pretty badass. I think it's, you know, and again, an ambitious move for somebody that puts out a record and then, you know, 7-8 months later puts out a box set with all the other stuff, which I think is a good thing because... You know,
it's a great thing.
If people go out, they start to get an appetite for a band, and then they go, okay, well, now they start checking out YouTube, as Billy was saying, and they start looking for demos, and they start looking for auditions and things like that, and now you control it. Like, you control the quality. You took what Metallica's Lars Ulrich said years ago, you know, when we have control of everything, we will open the vault and let you have everything with it.
Well,
and you benefit from it.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I like giving a lot. Everything I have comes from somebody buying a ticket, a T-shirt, or a record. My house, my retirement fund, everything I have comes from that. So we never forget that, and we like to give as much as we can in return.
So for just pennies a day, you can keep the Winery Dogs fed, is what I'm saying. All right, well, the Twitter handle, is it @winery dogs? At Winery Dogs on Twitter.
The Winery Dogs.
At The Winery Dogs on Twitter. And everybody can get it. Now, you have merchandise available at the show tonight at the Marquee?
Yep, of course.
Excellent. What time are you go on stage?
No idea.
I know you no idea?
Gene, what time?
9:30?
9:30 should be safe.
Let's go with 9:30.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming
by.
We appreciate you coming through. And continued success tonight over at the Marquee Theater.
Great.
Excellent.
Like us on